Good morning, good evening, good night to whoever, wherever you are. My name is Daphne.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Violet.
And today we're going to be talking about the ins and outs of this year. This has been a trend on social media where people talk about things that are in or out in trends, pop culture, or things they hope to see more in the coming months. However, today we are going to be focusing only on the outs because, you know, we're haters and we're just going to go on from there. First out, we have Depop and people that go thrifting and reselling them. That's kind of worded weirdly, but yeah.
I don't know. You're like a big hater to this. I want to know why. Because
okay, so for me, I feel like thrifting, obviously, like the main, well, thrifting wasn't really thrifting. It was just buying secondhand clothing for people that are low income and can't afford the clothing. So that way they have the availability to go buy that clothing. What I don't appreciate is people finding these like quote unquote like rare pieces that, you know, like that they find in these thrifting stores and then selling them on Depop for triple the price than what they bought it for. Because I feel like that piece of clothing could have been used for someone else that really needed it. And then the people, I've always seen people like say like, oh, well, if they really needed it, they should have bought it first. I'm like, well, the supply and demand of going thrifting is already difficult as it is because people go thrifting. I mean, I thrift, but I'm not going to resell. That's me personally. But I just feel like the reselling portion of it, why are we reselling an item that's used for like, that's sold for three times what you bought it for, and then when people could have used that themselves, especially when people do like mass buys too. It's not like one or two items, like they're going like on sprees to go thrifting.
Yeah, I agree with that reselling part. Like, I feel like there's no issue in thrifting. If you want to buy clothes secondhand and just, you know, save that way or not indulge in like fast fashion, that's, I'm all for that. But again, it's the reselling part and like selling it for triple the price that kind of makes me like just a little bit iffy and just like not mad, but just like, oh, I wish I could have seen this used differently, a different way. Yeah,
and especially because like I don't know. I just feel like that could have been used for something else. And I love the people, you know, you go on Depop, you're an entrepreneur, you're making your money, but like also think about the people that actually could have used that clothing to live, like to survive, that they need, instead of like using it because you have all this money, you're just trying to make more and more. Basically just greed.
Yeah, I agree. I think I will, a little bit devil's advocate here. I do, you know, resell sometimes and have friends who like resell and that's how they make their money. And I feel like it's sometimes it depends, because obviously I agree, like I think it's really like messed up that people try and like price gouge and do, you know, they buy these shirts for $5 and sell them for like $35. I've seen that a lot on Depop. But I don't know. I think that if you're getting your bag, and as long as you're not taking away from people who need it, and you're being sustainable about it, I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so for our next one, we have one of my favorites on this list, actually.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, the 10-year-old Ulta shoppers. Why are you, at 10 years old, going to Ulta and buying Drunk Elephant? Any makeup product, like, if you really want to get into makeup or skincare, go to Walgreens. Go to the drugstore. Like, I don't even know what I was using. I think I was using Neutrogena. And it was, like, the ones with the plastic beads that they said that, like, can make you sick. I was using that when I was 10 years old. I wasn't sitting here using all these extra, like, things. I don't know.
And I feel like they just skipped the whole, like, good phase. Like, I feel like the best memories I have was literally just being a kid at that age.
Exactly.
And I feel like if I were a parent, there's nothing wrong with teaching your child, like, you know, proper skincare and, like, makeup.
Yes.
But I feel like it needs to be age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think little girls need, like,
they don't need a full glam.
They don't.
They don't.
If they do, if they want to, like, go to, like, what'd you say, Walgreens?
Yeah.
And just get, like, a little, like,
palette.
Little palette. You don't need, you know, the big brands. And I know, like, the big, like, issue with this is that at, like, Sephora, the displays and everything are getting messed up because people are just letting their kids go in there and just test all the products and just, like, whatever's popular is what they play with. And then everything is, like, sold out.
Yeah.
And I can't even get it online. And it just, like, makes me so irritated because as someone who, you know, should be able to wear makeup, is old enough to buy her own stuff, can't even get hold of the things that, you know, I feel like are more towards my age demographic, is like kind of upsetting.
I also have a personal experience with this, like, in a way. My brother, he's like, what, 11? He just turned 11. He's convinced he needs like a 15-step skincare routine, and which is great, like being having personal hygiene, but at the same time, he's like, spend 30 minutes in the bathroom doing his skincare, washing his face, all these serums. And I'm like, dude, you don't need all of that. You're 11.
Right.
Yeah. Like, even now with us, in reality, for, like, a decent, like, skincare routine, you only need, like, 3-4 steps. cleanse,
I feel
tone.
Like less is more.
Yeah.
I switched to doing like just three steps. Me, I cleanse, tone, and then put moisturizing sunscreen lotion. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, my skin has been so much better and I love it so much and I recommend it to everyone because it's so much like it's simpler and it's quicker and it's more efficient.
Less is more, guys.
I just wonder like what's going to happen to their skin moving forward because they haven't even hit the puberty stage yet. So if you're adding all these complex steps, is it like going to benefit your skin or are you just like setting yourself up for failure? Because
yeah.
If they're 13 and their skin's not glowing, I don't want to hear about their skincare routine.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, next one, we have tattoos of your significant other's name. As someone who can legally get a tattoo now, mm-hmm. without a parent's signature, why? I don't know. I feel like I've been seeing a lot of people around my age demographic that are like getting their like significant other's name tattooed. I'm like, why is that the first thing you do? And like even at work, I work with this one girl and she has her boyfriend's tattoo like on her neck and she's like only 23. And I'm like, and she like has a kid with him, but I'm like, girl, that's what
you're commitment.
Like, I'm like, I could never do that. I'm like you're literally gonna end up like Christian Rock, like covering it up like crazy. I could not. I'm like, if you guys, I mean, if you're locked in, okay, go ahead. But like, I feel like you're just jinxing yourself. I don't vibe with
it. I just also don't think they look good.
No, I think matching tattoos are cute because
you
could easily change those or add more. And let's mm-hmm. say you'd like fall out with that person or you're not in a relationship anymore. It's not as severe as having their whole name. That one lady who has her whole like man's name on her forehead.
On her forehead?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think, me personally, if you're really locked in like that, why do you need a tattoo to prove that you mm-hmm. belong? I feel like they're just like branding you. Like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't want your name on my body.
Also, what Violet was saying about the matching tattoos, I also like matching tattoos where they're not the exact same theme, but like they're the theme.
Though,
I like,
that's cute.
I like those. Mm-hmm.
Like the siblings. They're like siblings, not twins.
Yes.
I like that.
That needs to be in more. I need to see that because I love the creativity with that.
Okay.
Okay, so for the next one, we have Starbucks and any fast food restaurant. Okay, guys, listen. We know how unhealthy these places are. Why are we still going here?
It's convenient.
It is convenient. It's
I
hard.
Just don't think that they're, it's just not.
Okay, I get fast food, but Starbucks. Possible. Okay, listen. You know, Starbucks, they homegirl had my attention for a couple of years, right? But I feel like for the price and the quality, it's not worth it, you know?
It's not, but it's just so, they're everywhere. I think what it boils down to is just convenience. They're fast food, Starbucks are at like every single corner, everywhere. It's, you know what they have there. You know it's going to be cheaper than, you know, going to like an actual restaurant to get food.
Yeah.
But also I just like the convenience of it. Because if I don't want to like, you know, make something, I could. Which I feel like should also be an in, just like cooking more food for yourself. Like
or just
home.
Cooking in general. Just cook more.
Yeah. And also small businesses.
That needs to be in.
That's what we put in our little parentheses. So we need to be supporting small businesses. I feel like if you're going to spend like $7, $8 on a coffee, you might as well support a small business and have mm-hmm. one that's mm-hmm. higher quality and spent more time in when the people actually care about the drink you're getting.
Because I do have to say, I agree with that. Because like what you said, Ava, you know, it's convenient, right? Because mm-hmm. it's everywhere. But why aren't we supporting these small businesses that are nowhere, like when they could be just as good or even better quality as Starbucks, you know? But like, I get what you're saying, but like me personally, I don't know. I feel like
people don't know that much. That's why they don't. But I feel like I'm with you. If we were like reverse that like thinking, mm-hmm. it would be so much better. Get more for what we're paying for.
Yeah. Okay, for our next one, we said Stanley's need to stay out. Hydros need to stay in.
I feel like the hype around Stanley's has gotten too big to where it's just like...
It's frightening. It's scary.
It's not worth it anymore. Like, waiting in line at 3 a.m. at Target to get a pink Stanley that you...
That's branded with Starbucks on the side?
I don't think it's worth it anymore. No. Because I've seen someone on eBay resell that $40 Stanley for like $300.
That's actually insane to
it's
me.
It's not worth it.
Actually insane. I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's just a water
Hydro
bottle.
Has been my girl since the Visco Girl era in middle
Save
school.
The Turtles? I agree.
Yes, Save the Turtles. Because Stanley's, I don't know, I feel like the build of it is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. And they just seem so inconvenient to carry. Like, Ava, I know you had your Stanleys. They were cute. But then the more I saw Stanleys. Them, damn.
I know.
That's crazy. That is insane.
But then again, see, I just buy them because I'm like, oh, I don't have that color, and I just buy it.
And that's the problem at hand
here. They work well. Like, they keep ice in it, but I don't know why I ever diverted from Hydro Flask. So when they came out with their tumbler, I was like, oh, yes, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
They're just so much, I don't know. Stick to what you know.
Personally, I never liked the trend. I felt like it was overdone, or like the second it came out, everyone got on it too, like, fast.
That it just, like, was overdone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it should have just stayed as a mom cup.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I regret ever buying them. I probably should have just stayed with my Hydro Flask.
Yeah. You were hyping it up too when it came out. You're like, oh my gosh, look at this mom drink, this mom tumbler. And I was like, oh,
but I feel like
cute.
That's so me though. Like, it just fits who I am. So I'm not that mad about it. But
I like the mom and dad trends though. I think those are cute, but I think they need to stay tiny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like 10-year-old girls should not be buying that stuff.
10-year-olds should not be buying anything at all, okay? They should be saving their money.
You should be buying snacks
or spending it
store.
In
the student store?
I miss the, like, elementary school student stores.
Yeah, me too. Okay, guys, for personally my favorite one on this list.
Oh, it's going to get heated. You ready? You're not ready for this.
Simone Biles' husband needs to be out.
That video was actually, like, disturbingly disgusting.
It was horrendous. Like, how could you say that about your own wife? I don't know. That just seems...
I feel like the way he said it, you didn't have to, like, say, oh, I didn't even know her before, and, like, make yourself, like, above her. You could have just said, like, said it in a nicer way, or just been like, oh, I didn't really, like, notice that much about her, blah, 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 blah. Like, said it, like, what? This is your wife.
I didn't know her until, like, I looked on her page. Just, like, what do you mean? Everyone in the world knows who Simone Biles is.
Like,
and the fact we haven't even referenced his name. What's his name again, guys?
I don't know his name.
I think it's Owens.
That's something Owens?
Something Owens. I just remember, like, seeing the jerseys.
Yeah, because he's a football player. That's all I know. Like, I don't know. I feel like,
I have receipts if we want to talk about this. Ready?
Okay.
There was at a Packers game. There's this, like, iconic Packers fan. He's, like, frozen or whatever. And he gave Simone Biles a hat. And he's like, we can't forget about your husband. And he didn't even say her husband's name. He just said, for you and your husband, not for you and...
Whatever Owens.
Whatever his name is. I don't know. He's like, I don't know how he doesn't know. She's on a Wheaties box. I don't see him on a Wheaties box. That's what I want to talk about.
A whole Scholastic Fair series of Who Is series. Like, is his name on any of those books? No, she's on a book next to Hillary Clinton. Who are you?
I would love to have been a fly on the wall when they had the conversation after that video.
Oh.
Because I would be furious if that had happened to me.
But I feel like I've seen a lot of, like, you know, I've taken deep dives in this. A lot of people say that they think that she genuinely likes it because she's grown up to be competitive and she likes that dynamic in a relationship where they're constantly competing for, like... Well, you can't assume.
Like, fame.
Yeah.
They've talked about that. Yeah.
You can't assume someone's, like, relationship, but I'm like, that's kind of a valid point if it's true. Like, she literally grew up.
Right.
She grew up being competitive, and then she was giggling in the whole podcast, like, I think, or the interview or whatever.
If she doesn't see a problem with it, then okay, girl, that's your husband.
Yeah.
That's her first husband, though. Let's watch. This is going to be her first husband.
The rest of the world.
He straight up said that she wasn't his type. I'm like, girl, and you married this man? I can't.
I know.
I think that is really admirable of her, though. Defending her in public, she defends him. I think that's really admirable to do as a partner. And it takes a lot of strength because I know damn well I could not do that.
No, but is she doing it, like, in private, though? That's what I want to know.
That's what I want to know.
I want to know, like, if she's like, oh, my gosh, babe, we ate down in that interview. Like, you were so right. You are the catch of the relationship.
Plot twist, what if they planned it to get the media attention?
Well, Simone Biles doesn't need media attention, though.
We should search that up. What's his name?
Trevor Owens?
Jason? Is it Jason Owens?
Terrence?
It's Jonathan Owens.
Jonathan.
It's a J name.
Jonathan.
Oh, Simone. Miss Simone Biles. Oh, my gosh.
This poor woman.
Well, I hope they really... I hope he humbles himself. I hope he humbles himself and truly loves her for who she is. You know, multiple gold medal Olympian. And all that. So, I'm sick and tired of him. He needs to go. If I had to choose one from this extensive list, well, we also have Toronto accents, but we're not going to get into that.
Okay, that's enough.
Out of everything on this list, Simone Biles' husband has got to go. If that's one thing I pray for in this 2024, is that I hope he goes. Good morning, good evening, good night to whoever, wherever you are. My name is Daphne.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Violet.
And thank you for listening to our podcast.